Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, the governor of Ohio is getting ready to lift all pandemic restrictions on June 2nd, just a few days from now. So we thought we would check in again with Jessica Parkinson. She's co-owner of the restaurant Salt in Lakewood, Ohio, just outside of Cleveland. We've been keeping touch throughout the pandemic, and when we last spoke at the end of December, she said she was white-knuckling it at the restaurant, trying to hold on for a few more months.
If we can just get to June, I think once June hits, we're going to be okay. And I truly believe that. I do. I think that once the vaccine hits and people are getting vaccinated around us, it'll give people a little bit more comfort in going out and dining.
Well, let's see how it's going now. Jessica Parkinson, welcome back.
Hi there. Thank you for having me again.
Sure. And lo and behold, look at the calendar. It's almost June 1st. Right. Did you make it? How you doing?
We made it. We're doing well. Things are opening back up in Ohio. Mask mandates are lifted. Salt won't be going back to full capacity quite yet, though. We're having staffing issues, which I know a lot of places are. So.
Oh, yeah. Well, tell me about that. Yeah, lots of places are having trouble finding workers.
Yeah, so, you know, you get through this crazy pandemic, and then suddenly everything opens up, and now we're dealing with lack of staff. We're dealing with distribution issues. Last week, I couldn't get a beer order because the distribution was out of beer. It sounds to me like everything is opening up so quickly and everybody's so excited to get out of their house. And we're just having issues with that right now. So,
yeah. Well, maybe these are problems that you can deal with, right? I mean, do you think at this point you feel like you're kind of through the worst of it, or are these problems still pretty significant for your business?
Yeah. I mean, these problems are significant for not only my business, but everybody's business. The restaurant is closed on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. I cannot open back up on those days because I'll wear my staff down. I've been washing dishes for the last 7 months. Serving wise, we had almost 90 covers last night with three servers that had to keep the patio closed because I didn't have enough staff to be outside and inside at the same time. Customers are upset because they're finally getting out. So they're coming into your establishment and you have to explain to them why you're out of certain things. They think it's your fault, not a distribution issue. So, I mean, you're dealing with different issues, but almost bigger issues. And I know I'm not the only one. I know, you know, a lot of my colleagues are going through this right now.
You know, the last time we spoke, I could hear it in your voice that you weren't doing well. I mean, I actually could hear it in your language as well. You were using words like dismal, treading water, white knuckling it. You know, you told me your business was down 80%. I mean, holy cow. I mean, what kind of words would you use today?
Today, I look at things like it's really exciting to see customers back in your space. People that you haven't seen in 15 months, but we are literally exhausted emotionally, physically, mentally, and it's all around us within this business.
Have you thought about how you might get more workers in the door? I mean, maybe you got to raise wages or something.
I mean, we've done all of that. You know, I know a lot of people are complaining about restaurant owners and the way that they treat staff. And, you know, my business partner, Jill, and I are not that. I mean, we try and go above and beyond for our staff. I know other owners that do not, and that's fine. That's the way they run their business. I don't know what is happening with the staffing shortage. I don't know if it's the fact that everybody's sitting on unemployment still. I don't know if they're afraid to go back to work yet. I don't know what it is, but we have tried everything to get staffing in our door. They're just not out there. And they're not out there to do the work that really needs to get done. So that's like your dishwashers.
So you're doing it, right?
I'm doing it.
What have you learned through all this? I mean, it's now been more than a year. You've had some ups, you've had some downs, plenty of them. Mm-hmm. What are you taking away from this experience?
You know, I've really learned how to live day to day. Because every single day looks different. I've found out, especially over this year, how resilient not only I am, but my coworkers at Salt are. you go through this like roller coaster of emotions that's constant. If it's not the pandemic, it's a staffing issue. If it's not a staffing issue, it's a distribution issue. It's something new every day. So I really just have learned to live day to day and keep positive and try not to look down on that day. And I've gotten pretty good at it, so I'm pretty proud of that.
That's good. Good. Well, you should be proud of that. Not throwing in the towel yet, it sounds like.
No, not at all.
Jessica Parkinson, co-owner of the restaurant Salt in Lakewood, Ohio. We've been checking in throughout the course of this pandemic. It's great to hear from you again, and I hope that things continue to get better. I know it's been a tough road.
Thank you so much for having me back.